हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशव धृता मीन शरीर जय जगदीश हरे जय क्षितिरिह विपुलतरे तिष्ठति तव पृष्ठे धरणी धारण किन चक्रगरिष्ठे केशवधृता कूर्म शरीरा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशवधृता कूर्म शरीरा जय जगदीश वसति दर्शन शिखरे धरणी तव लग्न शशिनी कलंक लेवनी मग्न केशवधृता शुकर रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशवधृता शुकर रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश तव कर कमल वरे नखम अद्भुत श्रृंगम दलित हिरण्य कशिपूतनु भृंगम केशवधृता नरहरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशवधृता नरहरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश छलयसि विक्रमणे बलिरद्भुत वामन पदनख नीर जनित जन पावन केशवधृता वामन रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे केशवधृता वामन रूप जय जगदीश क्षत्रिय रुधिरमये जगदपगत पापम स्नपयसि पयसि समित भव तापम केशवधृता भृगुपति रूप जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। शवाधिका भृगुपति रूपा जय जगदीश हरे, ईश हरे। पितरसि दीक्षुरणे दिक्पति कमनीयम् दशमुखमौलिबलिं रमणीयम् केशवधृत रामशरीर जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। राम शरीरा जय जगदीश, वह शिव पुषि विशदे वसनं जलदाभं हलहति भीति मिलित यमुनाभं केशवधृत हलधर रूप जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। केशवधृत हलधर रूप जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। निंदसि यज्ञ विधे अहहा श्रुति जातम् सदय हृदय दर्शित पशु घातम् केशवधृत बुद्ध शरीर जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। बुद्ध शरीर जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। म्लेच्छ निवह निधने कलयसि करवालम् धूमकेतुमिव किमपि करालम् केशवधृत कल्कि शरीर जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। केशवधृत कल्कि शरीर जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। श्री जय देव कवे इदमुदितमुदारम् शृणु सुखदम् शुभदम् भव सारम् केशवधृत दशविधरूप जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय है जगदीश हरे। दशविध रूपा जय जगदीश, तव कर कमल वरे नखमद्भुत शृंग दलित हिरण्यकशिपुतनु भृंगम केशवधीता नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। तव कर कमल वरे नखमद्भुत शृंग दलित हिरण्यकशिपुतनु भृंग केशवधीत नरहरि केशवधीता नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे, जय जगदीश हरे। जय नृसिंह दे नृसिंह दे नृसिंह दे जय नृसिंह दे, जय नरहरि 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 जय नरहरि, जायो प्रहलाद महाराज प्रहलाद महाराज प्रहलाद महाराज जय प्रहलाद महाराज, Hare Krishna. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening session of today's most auspicious day of Narasimha Chaturdashi celebration. I would like to read from one verse from the 7th canto, 10th chapter, entitled Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Bhogena punyam kushalena papam kalevaram kalajavena hitva kirtim vishuddham suraloka gitam vitaya mamesyasi mukta bandha భోగేన పుణ్యం కుశలేన పాపం కళేవరం కాలజవేన హిత్వా కీర్తిం విశుద్ధాం సురలోక గీతాం వితాయ మామేషసి ముక్త బంధః భోగేన పుణ్యం కుశలేన పాపం కళేవరం కాలజవేన హిత్వా కీర్తిం విశుద్ధాం సురలోక గీతాం వితాయ మామేషసి ముక్త బంధః. The word to word meaning, bhogena, by feelings of material happiness, punyam, pious activities or their results, kushalena, by acting piously, devotional service is the best of all pious activities. Papam, all kinds of reactions to impious activities. Kalevaram, the material body. Kalajavena, by the most powerful time factor. Hitva, giving up. Kirtim, reputation. Vishuddham, transcendental or fully purified. Suraloka Gitam, praised even in the heavenly planets. Vitaya, spreading all through the universe. Mam, unto me. Eshyasi, you will come back. Mukta bandhaha, being liberated from all bondage. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Prahlad, while you are in this material world, you will exhaust all the reactions of pious activity by feeling happiness. And by acting piously, you will neutralize impious activity. Because of the powerful time factor, you will give up your body, but the glories of your activities will be sung in the upper planetary systems. And being fully freed from all bondage, you will return home back to Godhead. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakruti Thakur says, Evam Prahladasya Amshena సాధన సిద్ధత్వం నిత్య సిద్ధత్వం చ నారద దివజ్ జ్ఞేయం. దర్ ఆర్ టూ క్లాసెస్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్, ద సాధన సిద్ధ అండ్ ద నిత్య సిద్ధ. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ ఈజ్ ఎ మిక్స్డ్ సిద్ధ, దట్ ఈస్ హీస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ పార్ట్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ పార్ట్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇటర్నల్ పర్ఫెక్షన్. దస్ హీస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు సచ్ ఎ డివోటీ, సచ్ డివోటీస్ యాజ్ నారద. Formerly, Narad Muni was a son of a maid servant, and therefore in his next birth he attained perfection, sadhana siddhi, because of having executed devotional service. Yet he is also a nitya siddha because he never forgets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word kushalena is very important. One should live in the material world very expertly. The material world is known as the world of duality, because one sometimes has to act impiously and sometimes has to act piously. Although one does not want to act impiously, the world is so fashioned that there is always danger. Padam padam yatipadam. Thus, even when performing devotional service, a devotee has to create many enemies. Prahlad Maharaj himself had experience of this. For even his father became his enemy. A devotee should expertly manage to think always of the Supreme Lord so that the reactions of suffering cannot touch him. This is the expert management of papa punya, pious and impious activities. An exalted devotee like Prahlad Maharaj is jivan mukta. He is liberated even in this very life in the material body. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamai Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karunasi Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurava Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we just read the Dashavatara Stotra, which Srila Prabhupada recommended be recited on the appearance day of the different avatars of the Lord. One common theme that we find in all this Dashavatara and all the other avatars too, the Lord descends when there is a crisis. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamya. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, source of all incarnation, is explaining why he appears. Whenever there is a rise in irreligion and which makes it very difficult for the pious people to execute even their activities, and it absolutely becomes intolerable, then the intensity of the call of the devotees increase. It means that other times there is a tendency to be complacent. Lord has a balance. The demons are performing austerity. They also, they perform much more austerity than any of the devotees. Truly speaking, if you see Hiranyakashipu's austerity, if you see Ravan's austerity, tremendous. Which means it is their call. I want to enjoy this world. Give me all the facility. And the devotees are casually saying, Hare Krishna. Also, I'm enjoying, everything is comfortable, let it be like that, and I will also simultaneously chant Hare Krishna. Krishna says, all right. But when this increases, then the heat increases. And when the heat increases underneath, and even basic practice of devotion becomes difficult, unfortunately, that is what is becomes a necessity for an ordinary devotee to call out. Otherwise, pure devotees are allowed, satatam kirtayam toma. And when this weight increases, then the Lord descends. So, even when Hiranyakashipu's atrocities increased, this morning, Gaurang Prabhu very elaborately and very graphically described the situation of the devatas. And then everyone went up there and demanded, and the Lord said, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, he has done a lot of austerities, Baba, he has a credit card. So, let him exhaust. Otherwise, I will be seen partial. Itta tapasya kiya ek mudi mein uda diya usko. Ek kshan mein. He said, theek hai, exhaust hone do. But some things make things exhaust quickly. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained, when a person demeans, derides, offends a very exalted devotee of the Lord, then tremendous exhaustion of all the credits take place. Ayuhu, Shriyam, Yasho, Dharmam, Lokan, Ashish, Evacha, Hanti, Shriyamsa, Sarvani, Pumso, Mahad, Atikrama. A person may have a very long lifespan, but Ayuhu, lifespan reduces. Shriyam, his opulence reduces. Yashah, his fame goes away. Dharmam, his pious activities go away. Lokan, his destiny to the higher planetary systems, Urdhvam Gacchanti Sattvastha, goes away. Ashisha, he may have received so many blessings from so many people for doing something, but all those blessings, results go away. Hanti Shreyamsi, all the Shreyas that he has got, goes away. Pumso Mahad Atikrama. When a very great personality are offended. So in this way, in all these 10 incarnations, or any incarnations of the Lord, we study, a same theme follows. The same theme. The drama is different. Theme is the same. Yada yada hi dharma se glanir bhavati. Kabhyutthanam dharma se tadatmanam. Gita is like a law book. And Bhagavatam and the other Puranas are like journals. So Gita tells the principle, the theme, the essence, the philosophical truths, concise truths, which are true for all the time. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Hamavayam. You know, in the 4th chapter, Krishna says, same knowledge I spoke 12 crore 4 lakh years ago to Sun God. After that, Manu from Ikshvaku. Therefore it has come like that. At least for 2 million years it is present on this planet. Arjun, what I am speaking is nothing new. It's the same thing. Sa kale nehamata yogo nashta. It was lost, again I am reminding you. So the theme remains the same. And we need to learn. Sometimes we don't learn so easily. Therefore, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. We need to keep on hearing. So that when we pass through some situation, then we are able to actually connect. So, Krishna, when he comes, like any other Hindi movie also, if suddenly hero comes, when the villain is just walking, there is no fun. There is no excitement. When he is really troubling the heroine, and he's beating up many people, and everyone is suffering, and no one is able to beat him, and he's beating up everyone, then from top of the wall, when he jumps, the whistles, the excitement, the happiness. Rupa Goswami says, Krishna is the supreme hero. Nayakanam Shiroratnam, the crest jewel of all heroes. He knows how to make the whole movie exciting and makes a message. That excitement is not just for the sake of excitement, but to send a very deep message for all time to come. That drama is done for a very powerful reason, to leave a deep impact. So, when all these people are harassed, and absolutely there is no sympathy for the villain. Otherwise, if you come suddenly and beat him up, ye bechara yaar, abhi thoda shuru kiya tha. But when he is killed, everyone says, imagine everyone starts dancing, showering flowers. Every time Krishna would kill a demon, the Gandharvas would sing, the Apsaras would dance, other who had flowers will shower flowers. If nothing, they would just keep praising. All of them will do something to glorify. So, he also creates polarization. And the most exciting part is, the polarization happens very close by, in the same family practically. Then it is all the more graphic and very exciting and very deeply communicating the message. The super materialist, supreme materialist, Hiranyakashipu, and the supreme spiritualist, Prahlad. No discussion, no devotee sangha comes together without discussing Prahlad. Otherwise it is not satsang. That amount of Prahlad occupies one of the Mahajans. Pandavas and Kaurava, same family members. Vibhishan and Ravan. Excitement is created more that way. So, the principles, actually, we read Gita. And we say, theek hai, achha pustak hai. But when we read the whole Bhagavatam and all the Puranas, then we come back to the Gita. Or we go through some very deep experience in life, then we read the Gita, then we understand the weightage of each of these verses. It's extremely heavily loaded, and each verse can put you into ecstasy. Wow, it's come from Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmam Vinishtita. So, actually, if in all these pastimes, you see the theme of Gita coming again and again and again. There will always be two kinds of people. Daiva Asura. And Daiva Asura Sangram will go on eternally. Sometimes these people win for a long time and these people become homeless. And these people win and they become homeless. Then they intensify. They perform tapasya. This goes on. Not only universally, interplanetarily, intercontinentally, within the state, even within one's own heart. They're always existing. The nature to enjoy and lord it over, and the natural nature to serve with love and devotion.
And they always apparently will contradict. The asura nature is very beautifully described in the Gita. There are two polarities. One is vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana. The nature of a sura is vyavasayatmika buddhi, is focused, tremendous determination, which doesn't shift. Ekeha. And the opposite of who cannot do that? Said bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam taya apahrita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhavana vidhiyate. So we see this pattern. There are two people always. Two people, and it can also be two natures within our own selves. That is the relevance of these festival days for us. It's not that wo sare asur bahar jo khade na compound ke wo side mein un logon ko hona chahiye. Hum sab to Prahlad hai. There is a tendency to always think Prahlad, identity, very easy to identify. Tilak hai, kanthi mala hai, bhai Prahlad hai hum log. Natural tendency. But this tendency is there. And these tendencies are very graphically brought out. To the extent we take shelter of the Lord, Mahatmanastumam partha daivim prakriti maashrita. Daivi prakriti, the internal nature of the Lord, devotional service. Daivim prakriti here means pure devotional service. Satatam kirtayantumam. And here, Moghasha, Moghakarmano, Moghagya, Rakshasi, Masurim, Chaiva, Prakriti, Mohinim, Shrita. They take shelter of the external energy, they take shelter of the internal energy. And we are Tatastha. Sometimes here, sometimes there. Depending on the weather. You know, the weather decides whether we are here or there. Dambhodarpo, Abhimanascha, Krodha, Parushyamevacha. Jnanam cha vijatasya partha sampadam asuri. Dambha. Dambha means hypocrisy. You show something, you are something. And darpaha, very arrogant. We also demonstrate so many times. So arrogance, darpaha. These are all external symptoms of an internal, these are the internal symptoms of an external feature. From the most subtle to the most gross. The subtle is dambha, is hypocrisy. From that, arrogant. What do these know? I know really what is what. And abhimanaha. Because I think I know, I demand respect. And if people don't respect, krodha, I get angry, and parushya. Final product, byproduct of all of this is harsh speech. So from within, without. While in the 16th chapter, both the qualities are there. Abhayam, Sattvasham, Suddhim, Jnana, Yoga, Vyavasthiti. And the whole chapter, rest of the chapter is elaborate description of the asuric nature. So if we study them, then we actually understand. We can easily identify, who has haunted us in a positive way. Is it Hiranyakashipu mentality or is it Prahlad mentality? So, the Lord sometimes sends a pure devotee, Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha people are sent from the spiritual world. You just go, लोगों को एक रोल मॉडल दिखा के यार कैसा करना चाहिए, कोई है ही नहीं. पीपल नीड ए रोल मॉडल. सो साधना सिद्धा इज हु हैव सीन, अंडरस्टूड एंड प्रैक्टिस फॉलोइंग द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ दिस ग्रेट महाजन्स. कोर्स वंस दे बिकम सिद्धा दे आर द सेम, वेदर यू कम दिस वे और दैट वे, यूर सिद्धा, यूर अ सिद्धा. बट नित्य सिद्ध मीन्स दोज हु डिसेंड फ्रॉम द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. एंड प्रहलाद एंड नारद आर, this is very interesting, I was always thinking, idhar se aaya ki upar se aaya? He is a mixed siddha. All contradictions are harmoniously resolved in the absolute. The problem with us is we want one or the other. That's the nature of the material world. You know, this or this. Mix up mat karo, aisa mat karo, ghezi mat rakho. Not everything in life are like that. Essentially, Nitya Siddha means one who never forgets his position. Never forgets his position. And that people need a role model. And therefore, Prahlad says, you want to show to the whole world and they have you have, therefore you have brought me here. He agrees in one prayer to Narsingadev. Sometimes Prabhupada, in Nectar of Instruction, one place he says. So sometimes people criticize the Mahabhagavatas. Sometimes we see how our Godbrothers are doing. Very humbly, but it just comes out. Clearly he says that they are not able to appreciate the powerful work that is going on and they are not able to assist and help. So, we will take one example of such a mixed Siddha, irrespective of how he is Siddha. Now, I would like to give a brief context to this verse. What has happened is, Narsingadev has killed Hiranyakashipu. A story ho gaya kya? Haan, ho gaya. Uske baad ka story mahatvapurna hai. And the Lord is extremely angry, showing that he is a person. He shows he is a person and he has emotions. Bhakti means emotions. But pure emotions in its purified state. Anger does exist in the spiritual world. Does all these emotions does exist. Kama, krodha, lobha, everything exists. But in its purest state. So this krodha is exhibited. The Lord is a person, he has emotions. Even Brahma is not able to come, Lakshmi is not. Nobody is able to approach. Then Brahmaji thinks, kaise inko thoda pacify kare? Then he says, Prahlad, only because you were offended, he is angry. If you go and tell him na, please cool down. That's the only way he can cool down. And therefore, he requests Prahlad, you go. And Prahlad Maharaj, everyone is scared to go, except Prahlad. Prahlad exactly understands the mood of Narsingadev. How? That's a sign of love. That anger is a sign of love for his devotee. And with tears in his eyes, Prahlad goes and falls at the feet, straight away falls. And as soon as Prahlad Maharaj bows down, Narsingadev immediately cools down. Because he's so happy that he's saved now and then he's wanting to. He cools down. And Prahlad has prayed. And the Lord is pleased. And having pleased, now he's telling, I want to give some benedictions. Please ask me anything you want. The Lord is so grateful for Prahlad for tolerating all these things. So he's asking, you ask any benediction. And Prahlad says, my Lord, please, please don't tempt me. First of all, I am an asura. I am a son of Hiranyakashipu. Khun khun mein hai mera. To enjoy, to lord it over. Hiranya, gold, Kashipu, soft bed. Rag rag mein hai mera. Usko aap bhadkao mat abhi. Kya chahiye? Kai paaje sang tulo. Please don't ask me. Please don't tempt me because I don't want to. I am already in that same kind of an atmosphere I have been brought up. The reason why I took shelter is I want to be liberated from all these things for all time to come. That's the reason I took your shelter. I don't think I took shelter for getting better facility than my father. No, I actually took shelter for getting relieved from all this. And then he says, one who expects some benefit is actually having a business deal. To the extent we expect something in return to our devotional service, there is some business deal. In business deal, there is give and take. I give with an expectation, there is something in return. And therefore, he says, then I become a businessman. I become a vanik. He uses the word vanik. Vanik means a businessman. So I do something with some expectation. But then, true servant and a true master. Who is a true servant? Real servant. That's what we are supposed to be. Jivar Swaroop. That's our natural constitutional position. Krishna Nitya Das. True servant is one who, whatever service he does, the only expectation is more service. If he expects anything in return, then he is actually not a servant, but he is a mixed kind of a seva, thoda business bhi hoga, kaam bhi hoga, tu bhi khush, mai bhi khush. He is not a real servant. And a true master, if he has to be always in anxiety, इतना काम किया उसको कुछ देना पड़ेगा नहीं तो फिर मेरा प्रेस्टीज का क्या होगा. आई हैव टू मेंटेन माय प्रेस्टीजियस पोजीशन ऑफ बीइंग द मास्टर एंड हैव टू मेक श्योर दैट ही इज रिवॉर्डेड अकॉर्डिंगली अदरवाइज ही मे स्टॉप सर्विंग. दैट्स व्हाट हैपेंस कामैस्तैस्ते हृतज्ञान प्रपद्यन्ते अन्य देवता. इनवेरिएबली देर इज नॉट ओनली बेनिफिट एक्सपेक्टेशन इनफैक्ट यू गो विथ अ लिस्ट. When you approach the devatas, generally they go with a list. I want this, therefore I have come to you. Because they have told that if you do this, you get this. And this person can give you this. He said, that I do not want. And then he says, Prabhupada gives in the purport, so many examples. Jivir Swaroop Hoy. This is that. Anya Vilashita Shunyam. Hanumanji, he prays in Bhaktir Samrita Sindhu, there is a Bhavabandha Chide Tasyai Sprahayamina Muktaye Bhavan Prabhu Aham Dasaha Iti Yatra Vilupyate. To hell with that liberation. I want to be liberated from that sense of liberation. If in that position I forget that I am your eternal and only servant and you are my pure master, no other relationship. That is devotion. That is satisfying. That is the ultimate perfection that the Lord wants to demonstrate in this particular pastime for which He has brought this devotee. One devotee told very nicely, give you an example which stuck to my heart. He said, in the middle of the road, if there is a huge boulder that has fallen, huge boulder, and you can't, you know, 10 people can't push it. Then you get a big iron rod, you know, crowbar. And then you take a small, strong stone and you keep it near that, use as a lever. Keep very close to that boulder and keep that bar and you leave a proportion, you know, 1:10 or whatever. So you apply one pressure and 10 times more here and you apply and then you keep on pushing. Eventually the boulder moves off. So this devotee said, the boulder represents the burden on Mother Earth because of all the demoniac forces. And Krishna's plan is to remove that boulder. But to remove the boulder, that crowbar represents Krishna's plan. But for Krishna's plan to happen, he needs a very powerful stone which should not break under the pressure. Because that the stone receives the maximum pressure to overthrow the boulder. And if it's a piece of brick, it'll turn into powder. So therefore, he brings his own people. Trusted people. I can trust they won't break under pressure. Any amount of pressure. In fact, during pressure, their actual nature comes up. In fact, therefore he shows to the whole world, these are my devotees, Pandavas. Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yadyuyam dharmanandana, jivitam na arhata klishtam. And the Lord gives the energy, yoga kshemam vahamyaham, to actually throw that boulder out. So similarly, here, the Lord, he's praying, Prahlad is praying, And then he says, since the Lord says, कुछ तो मांग यार, मेरा नाक कटेगा सबके सामने, भगवान आए कुछ देके नहीं गए, इतना उम्र तूने भक्ति किया, my name will be spoiled, I came, anyone having given darshan, if there is no benefit then how, मेरा क्या होगा, at least कुछ तो मांग. Eventually he says, if you really want to give me, I just let there be no material desire in my heart. He said, that's the only thing he asks. He said, let there be no material desire. Then genuinely I want to serve. The only benediction, when a devotee gives up material desires, he becomes eligible to possess wealth and opulence like yourself. Prahlad is saying that. नते विदु स्वार्थ गति विष्णु दुराशया ये बहि. अरे स्वार्थी बनो, बट स्वार्थी बनने से पहले स्व क्या है समझो, स्व अर्थी, अपने को फायदा क्या है. अर्थी मीन्स लाभ, स्वार्थ मीन्स व्हाट्स बेनिफिट, बट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज द स्व. यू शुड बिकम सेल्फिश, बट बाय बिफोर बिकमिंग सेल्फिश यू शुड नो व्हाट सेल्फ इज. So for that soul, selfishness means if you become pure from material desire, you actually become happy. You actually become blissful. And therefore he is asking that. And he attains the opulence equal to the Lord. Sarshti Bhukti. But he is not concerned with the opulence. This is a by default he gets this. These are like byproducts. You buy one dabba surf, you get two spoons free of cost. Steel spoon. So like that, by getting devotional service, all these opulences come by automatically. All the Ashta Siddhi, Navanidhi, everything comes. But actually devotee is least concerned. If can be used in the service of the Lord, okay. Otherwise he's not interested. The Lord says, I know you don't want anything. बट ये तो ठीक है यार, अंदर की बात हो, अंदर का हवा नहीं का. आई वॉन्ट टू गिव यू समथिंग सब्सटेंशियल एंड देयर फॉर द लॉर्ड सेज आई विल मेक यू द किंग ऑफ द डीमंस फॉर वन मनवंतर 43,20,000 years इंटू 71 इट कैन बी अकोमोडेटेड इन योर कंप्यूटर और calculator. This is the amount of duration you will continue to be the king of demons. Be absorbed in my thought as a super soul. Give up fruitive activity. And in this verse, he is telling how to live in the world. And who is he telling? Not telling ordinary devotee. He is telling Prahlad, who has already realized the Lord, for whom the Lord has appeared. He has demonstrated his integrity and his pure devotion, still the Lord is telling him how to live in the world. Because Mahajano yena gata sapantha. And the lesson for us is, he's telling us how to live in this world. And very beautiful shloka. Bhogena punyam, kushalena papam, कलेवरम कालजवेन हित्वा कीर्तिं विशुद्धां सरलोक गीतां योर ग्लोरी विल गो विताय मामेशसि मुक्त बंध माम एशसि यू विल कम टू मी इफ यू लिव लाइक दिस हाउ मुक्त बंध बंधन वी हैव कम टू दिस वर्ल्ड बिकॉज ऑफ फ्रूटिव मेंटालिटी ये अच्छा है ये बुरा है ड्यूअलिटी. And because of the duality, we feel this is good, this is bad, and we keep on doing activities, and that entangles us. So go beyond. Go beyond this. So mukta bandha, it is root cause is the desire to enjoy. When you come to here to enjoy, actually that the nature of the self is to enjoy, but artificially when we try to enjoy in this world, by being in a position what we are not, then what happens is, we fall into duality. Ye enjoyment ke liye achha hai, ye nahi hai. Ye mera dost hai, ye mera dushman hai. Yes, this is favorable, this is not favorable. And we fall into that kind of dualities. And there he says, how to give up this material desire? You can't give up material desire. You just need to transform it. That's all. One devotee made a very nice statement. How to convert, transform material to spiritual. He says, todo or chodo. भौतिक आसक्तियों को तोड़ो और छोड़ो. फिर आसक्ति को क्या करना है? मोड़ो और जोड़ो. यू टर्न इट टूवर्ड्स फेवरेबल एक्टिविटीज. आनुकूल्य से संकल्पो प्रातिकूल्य से वर्जनम. सिर्फ मोड़ दो उसको परम दृष्टवा ने फॉर ए हायर टेस्ट एंड कनेक्ट योर सेल्फ. डिजायरलेसनेस मीन्स टू मेक योर डिजायर वन विद कृष्णस. सो recently at one program I was speaking about the second chapter, karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. So one devotee came to me sincerely after the program. He said, Prabhuji, aapne bahut acha pravachan, aapne bada acha diya. Ek baat puchu, koi motivation nahi hai to kaun kaam kaun karega? Acha hai shlok, acha hai karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. If this shloka is repeated by your boss in the office at the end of the month when you go for collecting your salary, ma phalishu kadach, is it practical? He was actually asking, how is it practical, ma phalishu kadach? And I was thinking, ha yaar, sahi baat hai, bolna to acha hai, how do we actually do it? Today's shloka answers. How do we do that? He says, you should work and live in this consciousness. Bhogena punyam, kushalena papam. So, change your consciousness, not the activity. You remain where you are, continue to do what you are doing. Change your consciousness from material to spiritual. How do I do that? Bhogena punyam. Aapne bahut punya kaam kiya, isliye to aap aaye ho na, bhogne ke liye aaye ho idhar. Do karan aaye hain. Acche karm ka phal ko bhogne aaye hain, bure karm ke phal ko bhugatne aaye. Dono ko hi bhugatne aaye. So, bhogena punyam. So when good things comes unasked for, baitha hua suddenly say, Prabhuji, ये छप्पन भोग का प्लेट ऐसे ही पड़ा हुआ था, या आपके लिए? मैंने पूछा नहीं, मैंने प्रार्थना भी नहीं किया, बाई चांस आ गया. चलो कुछ अच्छे कर्म किए थे, आ गया, एग्जॉस्ट हो रहा है. माय पायस एक्टिविटीज आर गेटिंग एग्जॉस्टेड. यू नीड टू एग्जॉस्ट. इफ यू डोंट एग्जॉस्ट टू एंजॉय दैट, यू हैव टू कम अगेन. बट कम अगेन मीन जन्म मृत्यु जरा वैद. सो भोगेन पुण्यम एंड कुशलेन पापम. This kushala is to remove papa, the art of living, the art of working. Kushalta ke saath kaam karo. Sansar mein rehkar bhi sansar ke nahi hona. Padma patra mivam bhasa. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita in two verses. Kaun kushalta se kaam kar raha hai? He says, दूरे ना ही अवरम कर्म बुद्धि योगा धनंजय बुद्धौ शरणम अन्विच्छ कृपणा फल हेतव. बिफोर दैट इट्स हियर. हां, बुद्धि युक्तो जहाति है उभे सुकृत दुष्कृते तस्माद् योगाय युज्यस्व योगः कर्मसु कौशलम. ए मैन एंगेज्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस rids himself of both good and bad reaction even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work. Arjun, you're in the battlefield, you fight. But now, if you get victory, think that pious karikta going away. If you're not, then you think that that's going away, the bad reactions are going away. The consciousness is changed. And then he says, in this way, he goes further, कर्मजं बुद्धियुक्ता हि फलं त्यक्त्वा मनीषिणः जन्मबंध विनिर्मुक्त्वा पदं गच्छन्ति अनामयम्। By thus engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from results of work in the material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back home, back to Godhead. Very simple. What is this? Buddhi Yoga. So, basically what one has to do is, we understand that number one, use your intelligence to understand who you are. I am not the body, I am the soul. And I am part and parcel of Krishna. So, but I am in a body. The body has a particular designation, which has certain responsibilities. This is my duty. I just do my duty. It has to be done. Kartavya buddhi means, it just has to be done, it has to be done. Number one. Number two, whether result comes or not, be detached. Second thing. Third thing, with a clear understanding, I am actually the servant of the Lord and therefore Krishna should be pleased by this endeavor. The world is pleased, appreciated, acknowledges or not, secondary. Because that will entangle me. If I start trying to do what others are pleased, that may entangle me. They don't like it. I mean, get caught up. So these four things when we do, he said, you can actually go up. And in this way, till when should we have this consciousness? Kitne saal tak, Prabhu? Agla Narsingh Chaturdashi tak? Then he says, bhogena punyam kusha, kalevaram kala javena hitva. Kalevaram is the body, till it drops. Tab tak karte rehna padega. Kal hi drop ho jayega toh achcha hi hai na. That is mukti kami. Aapka ek time diya gaya. Time se pehle jane ki ichha, mukti kami. Jaldi nikalna. टाइम आ गया और थोड़ा मैं मौज मस्ती भुक्ति कामी। इफ यू वांट टू एंजॉय अदर देन द टाइम गिवन यू बिकम भुक्ति कामी। इफ यू वांट टू गो बिफोर बहुत थप्पड़ खा रहा हूं जल्दी निकाल लो मेरे को वापस तो दैट मीन्स मुक्ति कामी। सकल यू आर शांत वेट फॉर दैट टाइम। नारद जी सेज दिस अनदर पर्सन लाइक प्रहलाद व्यासदेव आस्क्ड हिम। So after the Bhakti Vedanta's meant and you were realized, what did you do? Namani anantasya hatattarpa patan guhyani bhadrani kritani cha gam pariyatan tushta mana gataspruha kalam pratikshan. Kal ki pratikshan karo. Wo jab bhi aa sakta hai, hame nahi malum. Tab tak chalo. Thus, such a person is actually liberated person. Actually such a person is liberated. Even in this world. Because he is only acting for the pleasure of the Lord in this consciousness and the soul and on the bodily platform working dutifully with detachment. Very easy to speak. Sitting in an AC room, nice only sofa, knowing that very soon prasadam is going to come. But going through different phases of life, Narad did. He went through good days, he went through bad days. He went through gold fields, he went through deep forests. That's the nature of this world. And during this time you will be seasoned. You know, by tempering you become seasoned. Actually, when this consciousness is there, samashritaye padapallavam plavam mahatpadam punya bhavam buddhir vatsapadam. That bhava ambudhi, which is, oh, this is not possible for me. This is too big. This is too big a calling. But actually that ocean will become like a hoof print, water contained in the hoof print of a car. Meaning, you get the tolerance. Initially as sadhaka, tam stitiksha subharata. But yam hina vyathayantete purusham purush samadukha sukham dhiram saha amrutatvaya kalpati. In fact, There is another verse. I would like to read this for you. Even gopis experience this. Can you imagine what are the level of the gopis? But Shukadeva Goswami says, in the 10th canto, this is 29th chapter, Ras Lila, beginning, and 10th and 11th verse. Krishna has blown on the flute, on the 5th note. All the gopis abandon everything. Sarvadharman parityajya. Antvam sarvapape bhyumokshashan. They come. Some are restricted from going. Their husbands, parents, or whatever. They restrict them from going. What happened to them? Dusaha preshtha viraha tivratapa dhutashubhaha dhyana prapta achyuta slesha nivritya akshina mangalaha tameva paramatmanam jarabuddhyapi sangataha jahur gunamayam deham sadhya prakshina bandhanaha. Listen to this translation. For those gopis who could not go to see Krishna, intolerable separation from their beloved caused an intense agony that burned away all impious karma. That fire of separation, intense separation, was a fire which burnt away. Yathai dhamsa samit dhognir bhasmasat kurudere jana jnanagrihi sarva karmani bhasmasat. It burnt away all the impious. So what about the pious? By meditating upon him in that feeling of separation, they realized his embrace, and the ecstasy they then felt exhausted their material piety. When they remembered him and embraced him in the core of their heart, that joy that they experienced exhausted their material piety, and the feelings of separation burnt away this impiety. Although Krishna is a supreme soul, these souls simply thought of him as their male lover and associated him in that mood. Thus their karmic bondage was nullified and they abandoned their gross material bodies. For them, this intense separation was a fire we can't imagine. Of course, for them there was no material piety. Of course, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, amongst the Munichara gopis, some were pure, some were Nitya Siddhas, some were Sadhana Siddhas, some were about to be purified. Thoda baki bacha tha. That's why they could not come and meet Krishna. They were not in that pure state. So that whatever little was left, these two things did that. Or in other words, in a very, very advanced stage of consciousness, that feeling of separation from the Lord actually burns away millions of lifetimes of sinful reactions. And every time that connection comes with the Lord through holy name and through joy that we experience in that association of the Lord, that burns away the... That's why it is said, kushalena. This kushala, and Prabhupada translate this kushala as devotional service. Karmani nirdhati kentuch bhakti bhajam. So, when we do that, I was always thinking, you know, kalena, sir kalena. One question that came to my mind always was, why did Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, the first time I heard his story many years ago, first time, I was told he was 120 year old. And he was carried in a basket. He was like a bundle of just bone and skin, that's all. And he was so old that his eyebrows also, I mean his eyelids also, somebody had to lift it. That was his condition. And I was thinking, aisa vyakti rehta hi kyun hai yaar? Why should he stay? He should go. No, if you want to grow, that is a mukti kam. And if you want to stay when the call comes, you are a bhukti kam. Just wait. Whenever the call comes, I am ready. Till then, I am continuing to perform. So in this way, the gopis here in this particular section are experiencing that same thing. But in here, it is at another level. But at our level, we need to just tolerate and go on. And this is being told by Lord Narsingadev to Prahlad. And this is how. And he has to live like this for one manvantara. आपको कितना ज्यादा से ज्यादा कितना रह सकते? That's not big deal for him. One manvantara. Of course, he is an advanced soul. For him, it's nothing. Artificially, we can't imitate this consciousness. When good comes, we can imitate this consciousness. जाने दो. But when bad comes, to think that खत्म हो रहा है, is very difficult. Rather, what do we do? This consciousness must be developed internally, while externally we meticulously perform our responsibilities. That is what Arjuna is told by Krishna. You are not yet pure. Mam anusmara. You think of me within. Yudhyacha. Externally you fight. This is where many a times devotees make mistakes. Either the internal consciousness they try to externally practice prematurely, acting on a platform that they are not, creating havoc for themselves and for others by not being responsible in their duties and not performing it with detachment. Or once they get into that responsibility, duty goes away and attachment comes. And internal development is not happening. And this, as this is my strong feeling, Gita teaches us how to live, while Bhagavat trains us how to live. Bhagavatam trains in a consciousness that is an internal consciousness, while externally Gita informs how to act and purify ourselves. In one sense, the first 6 chapters are to be practiced by us so that we can develop the last realization of last 6 chapters of Jnana. That shu comes Vairagya Vidyana Ja Bhakti Yoga. Otherwise, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, we are like, he says, we are internally shaktas, materialistic people. Shakta means worshipping material energy for several things. And externally we are shaivites, meaning impersonalists, indifferent to relationships and all responsibilities. Publicly Vaishnavas. Tilak, Kanthi, Mala, sab kuch. Internally Shaktas, externally impersonalists, and publicly Vaishnavas. In the name of engaging everything. But truly, externally we have to be Karma Yogi. Performing response, Loka Sangraha Mevapi. In the 3rd chapter, 25th verse, Saktaha Karmani Avidvamso Yatha Kurvanti Bharata Kuryad Vidvamsata Asaktaha Chikirshu Loka Sangraham. Even if you think you are very advanced, act for showing a proper example. While internally clamoring, our Damodar Prabhu very nicely said, gradually it will happen. Kramenaiva Kramashah Kramashah Tum Badhoge. And he said, you go step by step. Don't jump. Go step by step. And he elaborated what is that STEP means. And while hearing his elaboration, I thought, I added my extra masala on my own. I was thinking, step by step means, this is one particular shloka in the Srimad Bhagavatam which Brahmaji says. Tattenu kampam suchamikshamano. No, not that. Jnane prayasa udapasya namanta eva jivanti sannukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita shrutigatam tanuvang manobhir ye prayasho ajita jitopi apitais trilokyam. He said, S stands for situate yourself in your established social position. Sthane sthita. So just situate yourself. Don't jump like a monkey prematurely from branch to branch. Just situate yourself. Sthane sthitah. Then T stands for throw away. What do you throw away? Jnane prayasa udapasya. Artificially, through your intelligence, trying to grab Krishna. Forget it. Purify your existence. Just by trying to transform, by practicing internal cultivation. The mood. Then, sthane, jnane prayasa udapa, jivanti sannukharitam bhava. Existence with a developed desire, eagerness to hear. You follow that existence dedicated to hearing from great souls. Our existence should be dedicated to, Prabhupada said, management means management, time management, life management, resource management. The essence of all management is how you can manage your life so that your hearing and chanting goes on nicely. While responsibly, dutifully, in a detached way, executing those responsibilities, internally developing eagerness. When will the day come? Kobe hobe bolo seidi namar. And then, P stands for, you will, by this way, practically conquer the Lord. Ye prayasho ajita jitopi. In this very lifetime, one can conquer. Lord Narsingadev's pastime is absolutely non-different from Lord Chaitanya's pastime. There was a doubt in the heart of one devotee. His name was Narsingananda. Narsingananda had a doubt. Take care. Shai Jai Gaura, Shai Krishna, Shai Jagannath. But Narsingadev? Because he was a Narsinga devotee. His name was Pradyumna Brahmachari. Lord Chaitanya, seeing his devotion to Lord Narsingadev, named him Narsingananda Brahmachari. He was a powerful devotee. One time, Shivananda Sen's son, Shrikant Sen, he alone came to meet Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri and stayed for 2 months with Lord Chaitanya. And he was very happy. And while going, Lord Chaitanya told him, look, Advaita and all these people are going to come. Shivananda Sen, tumhare pitaji sabko pura yatra mein le aate hain. Is saal koi nahi aana. Tell them this time nobody should come. Why? Because I'm going to come and meet all of them in the month of Paush, which is December, January. Shrikant Sen said, okay. And he went and told Shivananda Sen and Jagadananda Pandit, who were staying together. Said, this time Lord Chaitanya is going to come. And they were all ready, packed, no, locked, everything. Acha, they were happy. Oh, Lord Chaitanya is going to come. Unpacked and everyone relaxed, went back. And waiting eagerly for the month of Paush. And Paush month came. Shivananda and Jagadananda Pandit made all arrangement. Like Sabri, you know, every day preparing. Aaj aayega, aaj aayenge, aaj aayenge. Aaj nahi aaya. Theek hai, abhi 29 din baki. Aaj aayenge, aaj nahi aaya. 28 din baki. Almost the month of Paush went by. And they were feeling very, very depressed. Dejected. And that day, Narsingananda Brahmachari came. And he saw these two people sitting moreover. Hey, bhakat log to aisa nahi hona chahiye. Chant and be happy. You are not very happy. How come you are like that? And Lord Chaitanya said, he will come. Huh? He told you like that? I will get him within 3 days. And Narsingananda Brahmachari was known for doing these things. He could design something, a whole road in his mind, and actually it would happen and Lord Chaitanya would experience that. And so they knew. And Shivananda Sen and Jagadananda Pandit heard Narsingananda. But ye toh laega yaar, 100% laega hai. Theek hai. And then Narsingananda sat in meditation. Can you imagine? For 2 consecutive days, continuously, he sat in meditation. And after 2nd day, he woke up. And he said, I have brought Lord Chaitanya. He is in Panihati. Bole bhai. He is in Panihati. So kya hua? Yaha aayenge ki nahi? Tomorrow afternoon he will come here. Quick, quick, start preparing everything. Get all the ingredients. I will cook a feast for him. And he was so excited, he started preparing and the next morning, right from morning, early morning, evening he got all the ingredients ready, and early morning he started, he prepared a very, very sumptuous, elaborate feast. And not one, he made 3 plates. Because Lord Chaitanya's deity was there. There was also Lord Krishna's deity and his own Narasimhadev deity. So right in the afternoon, he prepared 3 big plates and offered to all the 3 and went out of the room and sat in meditation again, offering. And in his meditation, he saw Lord Chaitanya come out. Straight away from the deity he came out, ate his plate, then went to Krishna's plate, he ate that plate also, and then looked at Narasimhadev's plate. Went there and completely finished it. Narasimhananda Brahmachari was blissful that Lord Chaitanya came and ate it. But he was unhappy that Narasimhadev ka bhi kha liya. Unko to chodo vichare ko. Okay, you are Krishna, you are non-different. Okay, inka plate mein kyun? He felt very bad. But still he was happy. Oh, Lord Chaitanya ate all the 3 plates. Then he came out. Happily he came out. And he said, Lord Chaitanya came and he ate all the plates, including Lord Narasimhadev's. But if the master is hungry, how can the servant eat? No, no, no. The master has to eat. Get everything. I want to cook again. Shivananda Sen and Jagadananda Pandit brought it. They gave him. And he cooked and he offered big plate again to Narasimhadev separately. And Lord Narasimhadev ate it. But then Shivananda Sen was thinking, devotees are known for going into ecstasy and speaking something. Sachmuch mein aaye kya Mahaprabhu? Ke inke thoda ecstasy mein kuch bol diye. Of course, they didn't suspect him eating. But they thought, he said, kya? Actually, did Lord Chaitanya ke? Next year when they went to Jagannath Puri, one day during conversation, Lord Chaitanya said, oh, Narasimhananda Brahmachari's item that he had offered in the month of Paush, I really relished. I really enjoyed. That time Shivananda Sen came to know, oh, jo bola tha, it was actually, it was not a thing that he was imagined, not an imagination thing. The point I'm trying to make is, Lord Chaitanya's pastime is absolutely non-different from Lord Narasimhadev's pastime. In fact, this morning, as I was hearing Gaurang Prabhu's lecture, I was thinking, how, as we were discussing, that the principles are explained in the Bhagavad Gita, and the same thing is happening in every incarnation. You don't have to go back to Treta Yuga and Satyuga to see Narasimhadev's Leela. You can see it right here in Srila Prabhupada's Leela. Another Nitya Siddha Mahabhagavat, who has come down. And sometimes he may claim that I am a Sadhana Siddha, in previous life I was like that, whatever. But by his exhibition we can make out. So I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada can be compared with Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad received instruction from Narada right in the womb of his mother, and he took it up. Similarly, even before officially getting initiated, Srila Prabhupada heard from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and it struck his heart, just like Narada Muni's instructions went into Prahlad's heart and got installed there. Similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's desire actually was, you know, went into the heart of Srila Prabhupada. And he walked straight into the palace of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu here represents the West. The whole culture where everything is Hiranya and Kashipu. Enjoyment and controllership. That's what the American civilization at that time stood for. The hippies and all that culture, whole culture. He went right there. Imagine sitting on the lap of Hiranyakashipu and telling, Tatsa Adubanni Asuravari, oh, best of the Asuras. telling Asura, you are the best of the, for him it's a compliment, of course. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada going and calling them all fools and rascals. All the whole nonsense civilization. What fearlessness, what daring, what boldness is required. And compared to the civilization, 70-year-old man, how delicate and fragile that body is, like Prahlad in front of Hiranyakashipu. All demigods feel scared. I was thinking, Bauri is like the lap of Hiranyakashipu. You know, at that time, the whole revolution that was going on. And he's going to all the hippies at the Tompkinson Square Park, making them chant. And it's like Prahlad going among the children of the demons. O son of the demons, chant Hare Krishna. Kaumarama charit pragyo dharman bhagavata. And he was telling them, and they started dancing. That's what irritated the others. And all the professors, all the philosophers got, and Prabhupada got, fools and rascals. Shanda and Amarka. Professor Shanda and Professor Amarka. All your scientists, all your philosophers, nonsense, fools, rascals. To dare say that, and you know, knowing that only I am only one person here. I don't even have a fledgling movement, that's all. And then how did Narsingadev appear? Said Narsingadev, Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Lord Narsingadev appeared in the form of his holy name. Because he was praying. Bhritya. Nija Bhritya. What are the two morning words? Satyam Vidhatum Nija Bhritya Bhashitam. If you see Prabhupada's chanting in the Tompkinson Square Park, you know, literally calling, you have to descend. Because otherwise there is no hope. You have to descend here. And Krishna did descend. Prabhupada writes in 10th canto. So, Krishna has descended in the Hare Krishna movement. It's a fact. The mere fact that we people can act like Vaishnavas, this is a proof that the Lord has appeared. Naam akari bahudha nija sarva shakti. And within the holy name, these two paradoxical things, tava kara kamalavare nakham abhuta shingam. It's very interesting. Softest of the softest, like petals are his hands, and like thunderbolt are his nails. So actually, Lord Narsingdev's hands for us is the holy name. To the demoniac mentality within our heart, it acts like a nail. Shila tankana khala. It tears open and throws it off. You know, cheto darpana, bhava maha davagni nirvapana. And then blesses Prahlad so that he can speak fantastic, such wonderful prayers. So the potential, the love of God, that it's all there in our heart, by the touch of the holy name in the core of our heart, Hrid Gagane Viraje. And even a child like Prahlad can speak such profound philosophy. Big personalities read to purify themselves and feel purified. So how can we think that this pastime is kab ka sunaya ho, nana nani ki kahani, aaj ke dunya mein kaise relevant hai Maharaj? Sometimes people think like that. But this, we can actually see this. Apparently helpless person, alone, going in the wilderness of the West, and literally conquering over. And Lord Narsingdev, blessed that you live for one manvantara. Similarly, this movement, for next 10,000 years, Srila Prabhupada is going to live in that sense. Always, wherever there will be Iskandar, there will be Srila Prabhupada, supervising, guiding and inspiring, encouraging. So in this way we see, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, all these pastimes have actually come alive, if we have the eyes to see. And then to believe that such a thing must have happened, not a big deal. And how many have perfected their lives amongst Prabhupada's disciples, who lived like this? Bhogena punyam kushalena papam kalevaram kalajvenam. Because they dedicated their life and completely served Srila Prabhupada, how they, you know, effortlessly passed away from this world successfully. So these were a few thoughts. And on this day, right now, the Lord is going to appear. Huh? Yeah. As soon as Abhishek happens, it's like Hiranyakashipu breaking the pillar. And this is the time when he is going to appear. And if we pray sincerely, he can appear even from our stone-like heart. He's there inside. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjunatishtati. Sarvasya chahamri. But we are like Hiranyakashipu. Kaan hai tera? Andar hai kya? Huh? I lost my heart in Vrindavan. Wo t-shirt pe hai. Andar kya hai? But if we can take shelter on this day, Gopal Bhatt Goswami on Narsingh Chaturdashi day, he was praying, "My Lord, you appeared. Please appear in a way that I can serve." And the next day, tomorrow is Radharaman's appearance. You know? He said, if you can appear from the pillar, you can appear from the Shaligram Shila. And next day morning he went for bathing. And when he came back, he saw that cover of the Shaligram Shila. It had become like that. And he removed it and saw, actually, Radharaman had manifested. It was next day to Narsingdev, seeing that. So similarly, on this day we can pray that our heart, tadashma saharam hridayam batedam, steel heart. Ye pillar aisa bhi tootne le, patthar to toot jayega, steel tootta hai. We have a steel framed heart. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, namnam akari bahudha nija sarva shakti. If he had that, even one drop of faith that Prahlad had, hai na andar hai, kyunki Gita mein bola hai. If he can, why can't he appear? Do you think Narsingh Dev was active only during Satyuga? Abhi retire ho gaye? No, he is ever there. Bahe Narsingha, Hrubhaya Narsingha, Yato Yato Yami. He is there. But only thing is, we are not able to see him. We are not able to manifest. If we can pray, that will be on this, at this auspicious time. This is the favorite time of Lord Narsingh Dev. You know, so he can appear and do the impossible possible. Anhoni ko honi kar de. Shri Narsingadev Bhagavan ki, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Pramanandi. Since there is no announcement, Sunday feast announcement, they have given me two announcements to be made. One is Kartik Yatra 2018, Jagannath Puri Dham. Registrations from 1st May to 15th May 18. For dates, charges and other details, please see notice board below. Another very important announcement, Srila Prabhupada's mercy we are discussing, Mameshasi Mukta Bandha. How we can go back to Godhead. By the way, this is the 75th year of the publication of Back to Godhead. This is the Platinum Jubilee, 75th year, Platinum Jubilee. So this is the 75th anniversary of Back to Godhead magazine. On this occasion, Temple has organized BTG subscription marathon. This is from 15th April to 15th May, English, Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Telugu and Oriya are the languages available. Cost of the subscription is ₹250 only per year. BTG is the backbone of ISKCON and it costs only 68 paisa per day. So kindly subscribe for you and also encourage your friends and relatives to subscribe it. If you can do hand delivery, that would be very great. For details, please contact BTG stall downstairs. Actually, books are one thing that you keep, but very rarely you take it out on a regular basis, all the books. But magazines come every month, every 2 months, and knock on the door and give you practical application of Krishna conscious philosophy in our day-to-day life. So this is a good time to actually prescribe, you know, subscribe it for yourself. If you are already not doing it, recommend it to your people whom you know, and try to make it, push it as much as possible. To give Srila Prabhupada's mercy to everyone. That is Prahlad's mood, to share with as many people as possible. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.